Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, an entity appears out of nowhere in the back seat of a woman's car. What did it want?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Of course, you can also go to our website, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all commercial free. The ebook, the audiobook, you get all that when you become an extra podcast person. We call them EPPs. ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of that. It's Tony and Harper with you on today's episode of the program.
So what are you going to be for Halloween? Write in the comments.
Huh?
What are you going to be for Halloween?
What am I going to be?
Yeah.
What was the thing you said after that?
Write in the comments.
Oh, write in the comments? I don't know yet. I mean, I'm going to guess, you know, because I'm so unpredictable when it comes to Halloween and what I'm going to be, because for every year of the last 30 some years, I've been a zombie. So
very unpredictable.
I'm being sarcastic. So I don't know. Maybe a zombie. I think I might just mix it up a little bit.
Can I be a zombie Lucy?
Now that would be interesting.
That'd be awesome.
I would totally be cool with that.
I think I'm going to do that.
Zombie Lucy.
Yes.
Wow. And the thing is, like, you'll go trick-or-treating and somebody will just see the hair and go, oh, it's Lucy. And then you turn around and it's Zombie Lucy. Yeah.
like hello.
That's, yeah. That will certainly make some people's nights seeing Zombie Lucy.
That'd be awesome.
If anyone's ever done a Zombie Lucy, I'd imagine somebody has, but...
I've been Lucy, but I've never been Zombie Lucy.
I mean, there's not been a lot of children that were Zombie Lucys. I could see that being like more an adult thing.
Yeah.
But there you go. Zombie Lucy it is. That's awesome. I don't know if I'm going to be a character zombie or if I'm just going to
be a
zombie.
Be a zombie Karen. I would like to speak to the manager.
Wouldn't it be better if I was the Kevin rather than the Karen? But yeah. So, all right. 855-853-4802, our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our first one. It says, my name is Charlie. I'm from Michigan. I also messaged you on Facebook because I have a picture that I sent that goes along with my story. I tried to upload it here, but the file's too big. It's kind of a two-in-one story, so sorry if it's long. We'll start with my dad. We had lived in this place for a while with nothing happening until one night my dad woke up and could not move and saw a lady leaning over him with her long hair falling on either side of his face. When he could move again, he turned on the light and she was gone. That was the only experience he had there. Fast forward about 5 months later, we were moving out everyone, but my sister had moved their stuff out, so I met her there to help her get the rest of her things. She got there before me and started getting her things out of the shed. I pulled up listening to music and wanted to finish the song I was listening to. My sister started saying something, but I could not hear what she was saying over the music. So I held my finger up to tell her to wait. She started freaking out and yelling, so I turned the music down to hear, and she was yelling at me to get out of the car right now. I tell her I'll get out in a minute. I just wanted to finish my song. She was really panicking at this point in tears and says, no, seriously, get out of the car. So I get out angry because she's rushing me. When I get up to her, she tells me, I see somebody behind you. And I'm like, oh, BS, stop freaking out. She said, I'm serious. I saw a woman behind you. She had long hair and really long nails. She looked evil. So skip ahead. We finished loading all her stuff onto the trailer she was pulling. And we start to take off, but before we make it out of the driveway, she put the truck in park, got out crying, and told me that the lady in my back seat was on the back of the trailer holding on. So we eventually get out to where we're going, and I decided to snap a picture of my back seat. And there she is. Someone was in my back seat. But the story doesn't end there. Remember the part about my dad? He was telling someone what happened to him, and it clicked. I showed him the picture. He said that's the same lady he had seen leaning over him in bed. Thank you so much for taking the time to read this, and if you have any questions, please contact me. This is just one of many stories I have. Really enjoy your podcast. I'll become an EPP as soon as I pay my bills.
Well, that's terrifying.
Something latching onto the back of your vehicle?
Something in your back seat, and you have a sister that's literally screaming at you, like, get out of the car! And then later on, telling you there was something evil in your back seat.
I think if anyone is shouting at me, get out of the car, in a frantic way, I'd get out of the car.
Yeah, I want to just sit there and listen to the song.
I think I'd be like, I mean, it's one thing if it's like, you know, everybody's just kind of like, you're like, hey, I think it's about tone and the way it's being delivered. It's like, hey, come on, get out of the car. If you're into your song, okay, cool. But if it's like, get out of the car. Oh my God. Like, hang on, let me finish my song.
Like, what?
Like, I don't know.
Do that.
What, I guess my question is like, that all, I think, depends on the appropriateness of the reaction of listening to the song longer. I'd be curious, was it a frantic tone? Did you think that your sister was just kind of like, get out of the car? Or did it feel the other way? Because I get it if it was the other one, why you'd sit there. But I'm picturing the other, so.
It's like if a serial killer was coming for you and your sister was like, oh my God, we have to run. And you're just sitting there like, I want to finish my song.
I don't think it's probably how it went, but that's how I pictured it too.
Yes, yes.
So anyway, we're not trying to make fun. It's just kind of a funny thought there on.
Yeah.
Get out of the car. Hang on.
Get out of the car.
Really want to finish this Madonna song. Hang on.
It's a really good song. It's worth my life.
855-853-4802. Is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to another letter. It says, not my story, but rather some answers to questions you presented during your podcast airing back in May on the 5th of 2021. Someone asked why the children heard the commotion made by the demonic entity while the father heard nothing. I went through 2 years of living in a house with a demonic entity in which the same thing occurred. My bedroom was directly above my parents' room, yet everything that went on in the front room went unheard by my parents. These sounds were not soft. They were aggressive sounds, like my bed coming off the floor and slamming back down. These things are capable of isolating rooms from the rest of the house. Once it started, events happened every night. Later, it did eventually go after my parents, but until that, it was first me and then my sister, who was 10 years younger than I, and not as equipped to deal with it as I was. It is true that children are more inclined to have paranormal experiences, know things they could not. I don't expect this to be your belief, it's however mine. I've been able to see the dead since I was incredibly young, young enough. I had no comprehension of what death was, so I'm speaking from personal experience. So take any of this as you will. I stopped long ago caring what other people thought. It used to matter to me, it does not anymore. My truth is mine alone, and only to be accepted or rejected by others as they see fit. I'm a recovering Catholic and have been a white witch for some time now. It's the only philosophical path that makes sense to me. Consequently, I have leanings towards Native American beliefs, which are in some ways similar. I do not believe in organized religion because once human beings have tried to shape it, it is the minute it is hopelessly corrupt. Faith is personal, and there are many paths. Mine was only one, but I digress. My apologies. Children once born have one foot in the spiritual plane and on the other side. Therefore, they seem to, as I said, know things they should not, see things that adults cannot. They've not been told that their experiences are not possible. They believe because alternate influences have not impacted them yet. That comes as they mature and parents and other adults systematically take that ability away. There are some like me who have maintain their gifts. It's because in part I'm an introvert. I also feel that being dyslexic as relates to a mental block may be a contributing factor. I hope you get some usefulness out of this. I love your podcast and listen religiously because you know you can be religious about anything. Thanks for reading. Bless B. Kimberly W.
Well, with the whole, like, children being able to hear the demonic spirit and the parent not, that just makes you, like, what if the child came up to the parent and just, like, I hear screaming.
Yeah, I mean, and if you're the parent and you're not hearing it, I mean, you would, I mean, honestly,
I'd be concerned.
And the first thing that's going to come to my mind, though, is not, like, ghosts or demons. I'm going to be thinking there's something wrong with my child.
Yeah.
And they're hallucinating these sort of sounds, or what are they picking up? And that, you know, you'd think there's some probably a mental disorder or something going
but
on.
But then there's like the whole like bed getting off of the floor.
Yeah, then you add all that into the mix.
And then it's just like, what the hell? Get the hell out of that hell.
Yeah, it's...
Get some help.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, some of the points that they made about kids when they're really young, you know, being closer, I guess, you know, to that other side. The only other time you're as close to, you know, not being here physically is death.
Yeah.
And they always say that, you know, people on either end of that scale, if we're talking just age wise, are more sensitive to some things and sometimes can pick up on things that that others can't. But I mean, it's interesting. You know, you had your one thing that you said when you were real little.
The Titanic.
No. What about the Titanic?
Remember when I had that experience on the Titanic Museum?
Oh, yeah. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something you said.
Spaceship.
Yeah.
Spaceship.
Yep. Because you were, you know, like one and six. A half or so. You were six? No. You're six.
Three.
No, you were younger. You were you were like one and a half, two. You could speak, you know, little sentences that made sense. And you had said, excuse me, you were brushing your teeth. And then you said, Daddy, I died. And I'm like, I'm like, I don't think she knows what she's like, what that means. Like, what do you mean? And so I said, so what do you mean you died? Because I wanted to get a better understanding of what you were meaning by that. Excuse me. You then said, I died. There was a fire. And you started getting like, okay, well, maybe she does have a clue what death means.
If
you're talking about, you know, fire and something like that. Like, okay, well, tell me about that. And this is what I think is so important with parents. When your child says something like that, especially when they're real little, I guess so many people's reaction like, no, you didn't. And they just shoot it down. It's like, there's a reason your child is saying this. It may not necessarily make sense, but try to understand why they're saying that. And that's how you can kind of, you know, if it is a behavior thing and not, you know, something else, you know, that's how you can kind of curb that. But you were just... You got descriptive. You're like, there was a spaceship and they were like, you were using terminology you did not have knowledge of. Like they're like, we had to abort the mission and something about like the orbiter or the capsule, or you used a term of some type of space capsule, basically. And I'm like, what? And I died in the fire. And I was just like, what the heck? Now, here's an interesting thing on that. We had recently been at a space museum. And there were some parts in that museum I did not take you into because I thought it would be kind of a little too much to understand like what it was. And one of those things in that museum, when I think back to it, and again, I did not take you there. You did not see any part of this story in the museum when we were there together. And I knew everything you were watching on TV at the time too. So I know you had not been exposed to this, but there's an area in that museum, where, it has part of the capsule where, some astronauts did die in that way. I think it was one of the Apollo missions. They were in their capsule. Maybe it wasn't Apollo. Might have been the one before that. They're in their capsule. It was trying to launch. Didn't launch. Then somehow where they were strapped in caught on fire, and they couldn't get the escape door to open, and they burned alive. It was horrible. And that is in that museum that we had just recently gone to. So the space part, I was like thinking, well, maybe, you know, we were just at a space museum, but there was nothing that you saw, like I said, that was about any death. We didn't see anything about Challenger or anything like that at that museum. But it did exist in the museum, because I've seen it, you know, areas I didn't take you to. And then you're suddenly talking about dying in a space capsule that way, but you still had no knowledge of it. So there's two things that come to mind with that, where it's like, you know, is that a past life thing that was you, or did something follow you home and kind of attach to you and tried to use you to share a message by giving you memories of something that wasn't you necessarily, but, you know, it's like a download, like, here's the data quick. And then you're just a little kid, like, rattling it off, not being possessed, but just kind of rattling off information that you have, but you don't know why you have it. So I don't know. I mean, it was just kind of interesting, because there was literally the wreckage of that disaster in that museum physically there. So the, you know, the piece that those people died in is right there. Be like having a car that, you know, somebody died in, and that's the car, you know? So I'm just thinking there may be something that was attached that, I don't know. I have no other explanation.
Yeah. And then you look at the Challenger and just wonder, like, that seems very resemblant to what I said.
That one, yeah, I mean, there's been a couple that you could, you know, reference. And yeah, Challenger, you know, would be one too. So, I don't know. It's interesting. It was interesting. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. As my computer slowly loads the phone call. Sing us a little song while we do this.
The internet sucks these days.
It's not necessarily the internet. It's, Google Drive just decided they should change every single thing on your computer and how it functions.
Oh, wow. What do you know?
And then had to reload and download, like, gigabits after gigabit of files. Okay, now it's... Oh, yeah. That was really efficient, Google Drive. Thank you for all that. All right, here we go. Let's hear your ghost story.
Hello, this is Jack from Essex, England again. I called in around this time last year, actually, about the quote-unquote got me gotcha, the spirit that seemingly followed my ex from her childhood. So, new story from my Wien years, which was about 5,000 years ago now. I was pretty much the designated technical support for everyone I knew since like age 8. And there was this one time I was at a friend's house, and I would have been like 12 or 13 at the time. And I'd been asked to fix his sister's computer in her room. I'd been there about 30 minutes, working my way through the thousands of pieces of malware she'd somehow downloaded, mostly from those, you know, free smiley ads that used to scream at you when you loaded a web page, if you remember those. Everyone else, my friend, his mum, my mum, his sister, were all sort of outside at the time. And her room is kind of oddly placed, if you can imagine it. It's kind of at the end of an upstairs corridor, a bit of a weird angle, directly next to her door is my friend's bedroom. So when you're in either room, you can't really see what's going on in the corridor because the door itself mostly blocks your view. The spot where our computer was like the only place in the room where you really had a decent view of the corridor. So I'm working away And out of the corner of my eye, I see someone turn from like climbing the stairs and start coming down the corridor. And I think nothing of it at the time. I say, hey, and I keep focusing on the computer. Like, no response, but I'm still focusing on trying to figure out how to save the dying animal in front of me. And the figure passes by and, like, slips into my friend's bedroom, and I get really uneasy. I look into his room just to see who was there, and there was nobody. Nobody was there. It's a bit weird, but, you know, I tried not to think about it. Later on, I bring up the subject to my friend, asking if anyone had come upstairs when I was there, and like, nope, they'd all been outside at the time. But he knew exactly what I was talking about, because they'd all seen it. Like, his family had this, every one of them had seen it. And his family had like this above ground pool in their garden that you could kind of see from the a window in the upstairs corridor. And they told me about this one time that he and his sister were like looking out into the garden from upstairs, and they saw what seemed to be like a pair of boots just sitting at the bottom of the pool, sort of like bubbling, like air was escaping from underneath them. And his sister chimes in and mentions that she thought she'd seen like an invisible pair of legs in the pool as well. I mean, granted, she was like 8 at the time, so, you know, but she said it was like the water was warping around someone who wasn't there. Like, fast forward a few months, and my friend and I are sort of sitting on his bed watching telly, and through a crack in the doorway, I see the same figure like pass by, or I've seen the same figure. It was pitch black. But this time it was much more in view, and I could make it out like it was the shape of a person. Like, it was previously, it just looked like a black blur. And I look at my friend, and he just sort of nods at me with his eyes like agape, just like I'm sure mine were. And I kind of creep my way to the door, and I look around the corner, and no one was there except for his sister just talking on MSN like she'd been the whole time I was in the house. It's not really, like, it's not that old of a house, but it's built on an old farming estate that dates back to, I believe, the 1100s. And, you know, frankly, there's very few places in my hometown that I wouldn't expect to be haunted in some regard. But that was it for, like, 12 years. I eventually lost contact with my friend, as people, you know, want to do when we grow up. But the bit that I think is really interesting, like, my friend's house is on this row of houses, all with gardens that are backed up against a very large field. I think they grow potatoes. And the thing about that field is, it's a really convenient shortcut, like, very, very convenient between, like, a few different places in the town. You know, obviously the farm drew a gun on me and a few other friends when we tried to go across it, like, when we were kids. But, you know, time saved too good. The time saved is too good to pass it up. So I'm taking the shortcut about 5 years ago, passing by like my friend's house. We're in the distance, but not so far away, as you couldn't like clearly make out people in their gardens. I'm just sort of absentmindedly staring into the garden, wondering how he's doing these days. And I see the same figure, or probably the same figure. This tall, dark figure just standing clear as day right next to the fence. You know, it looked identical to how I remember it seeing, looking as a child. Like, looking right back at me. Might have been turned away from me, but, you know. I sort of start creeping my way towards the fence, trying to figure out if I'm just seeing something, and it begins to move back towards the house. And you know, by this point, I'm pretty much 100% certain that it's not anyone that actually lives there. And eventually, that's kind of confirmed, because it just sort of passes through the door into the house. Well, maybe it wasn't even the door. It just sort of passed, clipped into the house like it's in a video game. It's like, and yeah, like I've never seen anything like that since, and I don't think I'm going to tell him that I saw that, or his mum. God forbid I tell his mum. Yeah. Okay. Love the show. Stay safe out there. We are not out of the dark yet. Right.
Well, seeing a literal something go pass through a door. I'm just imagining that in my head right now.
Just that it is defying space and...
Yeah, gravity and walls.
Yeah. That would be... I mean, there's your confirmation if you're wondering, like, is this a ghost? What is this?
Well, there you go.
Yeah, when it's going right through the wall.
Like, is it a demon?
Yeah. No, that's freaky.
We have a lot of shadow people on the show.
We have a lot of shadow people on the show?
Yes.
You mean, people talking about shadow people?
Yeah.
I thought you meant, like, as a guest.
That'd be great.
Today, it's the shadow people. But...
And instead of Harper this week, we have a shadow person.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That's funny.
Just like communicate through the voice box that we have.
Yeah.
Shadow people. Exactly. Shadow people.
Yep. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. Give me one sec because I'm trying to figure out where Google put all of my files again on my computer. It looks like it almost duplicated the whole thing. I don't know.
Why, Google Drive? Why? Why must you make everything harder?
It certainly didn't make it easier. Okay. Let's go to our next caller.
Here we go. You're on the air.
I'm listening. Oh, God. There we go.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Carol. How are you guys doing? So I've been listening to your guys' podcast for almost a year now, and I've had many experiences since I was a little girl growing up and everything, but this in particular, just it literally was super bizarre. But last night, I decided to sage my home since we had a lot of bad negative energy in our home, and I just want to kind of get rid of it, you know. But last night, my daughter and I were roaming around the house, just going to every single corner. And so we got into my room, and she started hearing different little voices in her head. And she asked me if I heard them. I'm like, no, I'm open to this thing, but I didn't hear it. And then we go into my bathroom, or my bathroom and, our closets are in there. And I'm in, my little bathroom area, my toilet area, and... The door to the closet decided just to open a little bit. My daughter's like, oh my God, did you see that? I'm like, ah. So I'm like, I called my partner and I'm like, we're freaking out. Just a little bit, not too much. And then I'm still staging, going into my room, going around the corners. And as soon as my partner came up to the door to our bedroom, my daughter ran to her and hugged her and just hysterically bawled her eyes out. But the thing was, this was no ordinary cry she does. It was just unusual cry. It was very hysterical, but it was so scary. I'm an empath, so I feel the things, and my heart was just feeling so much fear, and a dark, dark feeling came over my heart and my soul. And I didn't know what to do, but I just kept looking at my daughter, and I'm just that's not her. But the thing was, what got me is when she stopped immediately crying and said, that wasn't me. I didn't do that. I wasn't crying, Mom, I'm serious. That wasn't me crying. She's 11 years old, okay? And she doesn't really, tap into these things. But the thing was, when she just literally snapped right out of it and said, that wasn't me, it just threw me for a whirlwind. And we kept going through the house and staging, but she kind of, kept, hysterically crying here and there. And I let her hold the whole stick of sage and just, kind of get her to... say, get out, whatever, but, I started sharing my story, and that's all. I will call in with more stories. Have a good day, guys. Love you!
What? So an entity was literally taking over your daughter's soul and making her cry.
That's not good when that happens.
No kidding! If I was that mom right there, I'd be like, what's happening?
Demon away. That's where you get the demon away out,
Yeah, that's where I would be like, get the hell out.
Yeah, you get the demon away. It's a spray. It's by Johnson & Johnson. And you just spray it, spritz it into the air a little bit. They have different scents. There's one that's like lavender. There's a chamomile one. And there's just fresh scent. And you spray it, and demons go away.
forget about spraying. I open up the bottle and just completely dump it on her.
Well, you don't want to overdo deep in a way. Because then it can work in reverse, too. And then it can attract more demons. I mean, everybody knows this. It's things you'll learn in school sometime, honey.
I'd be like...
My dad says there's deep in a way.
Get the hell out of my house, you demon.
My daddy says we got that demon away in the laundry room, and it just does wonders. All right, that's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person, an EPP as we call them, at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Harper, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.